Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
You know what? I just now remembered that Black Dynamite episode now.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers being this bad. Mr. Rogers, I don't think he was a badass. I think he was like some kind of pedophile molester or something like that. Something just told me I don't trust this motherfucker. Anybody that's wearing those sweaters, i.e. Bill Cosby, I just don't, you know, I just kind of just stare at you for a little
bit. Motherfucker is too nice.
Yeah. And let's be real. Don't nobody like their neighbors like that.
Mr. Rogers does.
There was one neighbor I had that I really liked, remember, Cody, until I had to form that spirit bomb.
Oh, yes, classic spirit bomb. Yes, yes, yes. The spirit bomb that never was.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. Yeah. What are we doing? Why are your eyes closed? What's going on here? Why are you breathing to me? What the hell? Then you walk out and be like, did I just get fucked? I didn't do no fucking. So, and then I don't know what happened to that neighbor afterwards. I guess she inhaled too much spirit bomb and died or something like that or whatever. Because, you know, I got all that essence in me.
She fused with the spirit bomb. She became one.
She's just ethereal now.
She's just part of nature. She's the wind.
You know, it is funny. I never saw her again after that moment or whatever. And she was like,
yeah. She got lightning that night. And that was it. She just.
She never felt an essence like mine, Cody, is what you said. She said.
She just dissipated.
She said, I could leave this earth now. I found it. People probably really listening to this going like, damn, he must have told. No, I didn't get in. I didn't do shit, dude. I literally sat down and inhaled essence. I kid you not. Okay. Or I should say she inhaled essence. Well, I just kind of stared and went, what the fuck? What is going on here? Okay. That's when I started finding out that today's youth is just trying to change too much shit that I ain't for. like donuts and bread and breathing each other's inhaling is sex now. I'm like,
well, I mean, it wasn't done a whole lot back then, but donuts is bread. Not unheard of.
It's disgusting, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it is. I'm saying it's not new per se. Maybe it's becoming more, I guess, common. I guess
I'm just gonna say this: there's nothing wrong with bread. There's nothing fucking.
Oh, absolutely not. I love bread. Bread's great.
Leave it alone. You got all kinds of bread. You got wheat, white, some
rye,
artisanal bakery bread. You got
sourdough.
You got so much. I don't need to see lettuce and donuts as fucking bread. Okay, so no, and I don't need to breathe essence to enjoy. To have sex, I guess.
It's like premeditative yoga or some shit.
I've done that too, by the way. It's not. I thought it meant something else, but you know, I'm old.
This guy.
I'm sitting in yoga class next to him. I'm going like, what's going on here? It's like, 10 years from now, they're going to be like, vaginal? We don't do that anymore. Go on now. What are you talking about? That's old people shit right there. Anyway, people, welcome home. Let me get my water real quick. Got a little dehydrated there for a second.
Yeah, quench that thirst real quick.
Quench that thirst.
Get them pipes moistened.
Yeah, I've had too much liquor this week. So, yeah, I need to fucking quench a lot of thirst, whatever. Today is dehydration or dehydration and juice day.
It all dried up.
Yeah. Them lips are. Oh, yeah. I can feel crackling. It. Crackly. They look like the 405 freeway and shit. You know? I take that back. The 101. That one looked more fucked up. So, yeah.
It looked like the street down the corner. That's what it's like.
Yeah. You know what? I think some people finally got tired of them fucking potholes. They started filling them holes in themselves. I saw that shit and I just said, proud of y'all.
They're rid of their own cement trucks and shit.
They really did. It's no shit. This is a fucking cement truck. I was like, I would have just put a board and stapled it to the ground. So I'm glad they did it over me. So yeah,
hilarious.
Hey, you gotta take matters in your own hands. When your tax dollars ain't enough to fix certain things, Cody, you gotta use them hands and that might, baby. I'm glad they did it because I'd have just stuck a board and some staples and stuck that shit into the ground. Like, there you go.
Yeah, looks good to me. There you go.
It's not fucking my tire.
Job well done. Yes. Yeah.
You see that city? Took me 5 minutes. Damn, shit.
Busting that non-existent dirt off your shoulder.
Yeah. Started knocking on neighbor's door with a shovel in my hand. Going,
what
like,
is that motherfucker dusting off? There's nothing there.
Knocking on my neighbor's door going like, see that work I just stuck in there? You're welcome. Now let me come in here and clean them tubes and pipes and everything whatever and shit. Next thing you know, I'm Mr. Rogers. Start walking to the house. Where it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Watching the dust off.
It's a condition.
I start having an underground puppet railroad and shit or whatever, you know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, welcome to The Last Drop, everybody. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
And luckily enough, I have not been struck by Rogers. I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
Man, once you get that Rogers in your system, you can't fight that shit. That's what all his victims said, too. May he rest in peace. somebody's gonna get offended by that. Go, how dare you besmirch the name of Mr. Rogers? He's such a humanitarian. He did so much for the community. Yeah, he was laying that pipe down on your mama. Anyway,
you know, I'm actually kind of shocked. Actually, no, I'm not shocked really. You know, I can see happening now. You know all these like horror movies based off like these old folk tales and shit and classics, sometimes Disney classics, like Winnie the Pooh and shit like that. They got a Snow White one too. It's like these shitty ass horror versions of them. Mm-hmm. I can see somebody making a Mr. Rogers movie like that.
I'm telling you, it's already there.
I don't know. It just kind of just sparked in my head.
Yeah. It ain't even got to be a horror. It could be a thriller.
Like I said, Black Dynamite kind of touched on that, but I could kind of see it and have like a horror spin on it. That'd be kind of cool.
And then like nobody ever knew that Mr. Rogers did it. It's like Mr. Rogers 60. He could, no way he could have done it. And then finally, when he gets away or whatever, they check the house and they see the Underground Railroad's where the puppets at. That's where the bodies are being fucking.
Yeah. Start putting the shit pieces together. Fucking like a Saw movie.
instead of a railroad, he created a human centipede in that motherfucker or whatever.
What the fuck?
And then like he just drives from town to town, and then all you see out the mirror of his window as he drives away, smiles. And then you hear the song, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Credits. It's like, oh, shit. And then when the credits end,
it's says, one of those,
it says, Mr. Rogers will come to your neighborhood.
got a chopped and screwed version of It's a Wonderful Day in the Neighborhood, a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood playing and shit.
Yeah. Made by a 3-6 Mafia, of course. Mm. Grammy Award winning 3-6 Mafia. I just want to put that up.
Yes, they are. Actually, Oscar winners, no?
Oh, so. Oscar winner, too. Yes, that's right. Yes. Sorry about that. I cannot forget about the accolades.
Yeah. George Clooney remembers.
A lot of them white folks remember. So. Oh, it is Cognac Brandy Armagnac month, people, here on The Last Drop. It is the second week here. Did Hennessy Paradis last week, and next week is Cody week. And then week after, we will be doing Mix and Match week before we get into our best and worst of the year, which I need to put my list in order because I got my list completed. I just need to put the numbers there, or the numbers there. I just need to organize it to which one I think is the best to the my number 10 favorite, if you will. And it's either 5 or 10, whatever you prefer for your worst of list or whatever. I know for sure I got 5 on that list right there. I probably could bump it up to 10 if I wanted to. Maybe 8, who knows, or whatever. But we'll see when we get to that. And then the week after last week here on The Last Drop of December and of the year, we will be doing our top 5 bottles we want going into 2025. One of those bottles I need to hurry up and fucking get because it's funny. A month ago, we were talking about, ain't nobody buying this bottle. That's why I stand there because it costs too goddamn much. Well, Cody, they only got 2 fucking bottles left now out of the 15 that they had at K&L. And I'm talking about that G4 Extra Añejo 7-year-old. I guess they listened to this and said, yeah, we'll show you Negroes. Yeah,
Sounds about right.
Yeah, there was like 4 in store location. That was
I truly think this. Maybe there's been like little signs here and there, but I think this kind of sign of maybe might be the changing of times regarding tequila pricing.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think we're truly going the way of bourbon now. Yeah. I don't see this. I don't see this sitting backwards at all at any point in time.
Yeah. Now, luckily for me, the big old JB over here, all 5'8" of them, I can still get bourbon for MSRP. But I will say this, it is quite annoying when you see something for MSRP and see the secondary price for it. I think we were just talking about Weller 12, and I just saw it for the new MSRP, if you will, which is like $60, I think, or something like that. Very shocking, because just earlier this fucking year, it was 35 or 39, somewhere around that price still. So the changing of that guard is just so beautiful and amazing in some other way, where you're just like, tequila is about to start jumping up in prices. So I've already put me a list, Cody, of all the cheap tequila, or I shouldn't say cheap, affordable tequila that I plan on. I was going to go buy today, but how do I put this in nice terms? My black ass got lazy and decided to sit my ass in this chair all day.
right on.
And rightfully so. I've been traveling and I'm tired and I've been drinking and I need water.
There you go.
So next week I will be visiting probably 2 stores. I got my list here. Matter of fact, I saved every website that I've got it from, mainly my high proofs. And I'll tell you where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Mission Liquor, and I'm going to go get me some for $30, by the way, because it's on sale from $40. I'm going to get some San Matias Extra Añejo store picks for $30. I think that's a beautiful fucking price.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you could. That might be the cheapest Extra Añejo ever.
You're not going to beat that.
$30, Coach. And not to mention, it's a really good Extra Añejo, too.
I was just about to say that. It's actually a quality Extra Añejo.
So I got $300 right here to wrap up my year-end purchases. I'm going to go get me 2 bottles of this San Matias Extra Añejo. We'll get me 2 of those. I'm going to go get me from this one store in Fullerton, High Proof. I'm going to go get me 2 bottles of the Tequila Ocho Reposado that they have for $30 too. They got it for sale from its original $54. They have an Añejo too for $40. I'm gonna go grab that. I sent Cody this last night. They have the G4 high proof silver label for $40.
Good old premium.
Actually 48, sorry. That bottle is $69-70. You can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
Can't beat that at all. Sir. So I'm gonna go grab me 2 of those as well, too. So basically what I'm doing is just shit that we've either reviewed, had, or whatever, and things that I find good. I'm just gonna go buy at least about 2 bottles of each or whatever and shit, and just like fully secure my tequila cabinet for the end of the year before these prices
wise move
shoot up here. So I got about $300 right here. It's right here on the desk, actually. I'm looking at, and I'm gonna take that $300 and I'm gonna go buy these $60-$70 bottles that are now on sale for about $30 to $40 or whatever. So, but that's my plan for next weekend. And then I'm gonna focus on that big boy for next year, that big bitch right there, that extra Anejo G, if K&L still has it, to be honest. But nonetheless, Cody, what are we sipping on today?
Oh, well, today, my friends, listeners, I got a fun one. I've been looking forward to sipping this for a while. If I'm not mistaken, I believe you reviewed this on the show, perhaps, maybe, or at least you talked about it. I don't know. Either or. Today, I have a cognac here. Like I was said before, very excited to try this one. Finally get a bottle of it. today, sir, and folks, I'm reviewing Le Potier.
Yeah, I refused that when we first started.
Yes. So this is the, 2024 edition of it, the VSOP. So I'm excited to finally get my first crack at it.
I reviewed that when we first started, Cognac.
Okay.
Man, that was a while ago, man.
I was going to say, yeah, that's why I was kind of confused. Like, did he review it? I remember you talking about it, but like, did he review it? Did he not? So you reviewed it. Okay, cool. All right. So
you get that nice box to go with it, too?
I don't think did mine come in a box? I don't think it did.
It's like a wood case box, too, at that.
Yeah, no, I didn't get a box.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
No.
That's the nicest part of the bottle.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't even get a box.
Yeah, it's a black wood, but damn, ain't that a bitch? Hold on. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, shit.
All right, well, never mind, because I'm looking at the bottle right over there, actually. Yeah, it's a nice
thing. Unless they stop doing that. Mm-hmm. How recent is your bottle?
I got one, obviously, when it first came out. Then I got the 2023 or 2024? I got one recently, but it was earlier this year, like January. Okay. I got it as a gift, but I was going to give it as a gift, but someone that I was going to give it to as a gift, because their name was Shay, so I thought it would be a funny gift. So I was going to give that as a gift, but someone had already beat me to it, so I was like, fuck it, I might as well just give them someone else. Yeah, so that's what I did. But yeah, you get a black wood. I shouldn't say box. It's more like a wood. Yeah, I guess it is a wood crate box or whatever and shit. Very fucking nice.
Okay. No, I didn't get shit of mine. Yeah, fucking thing.
Well, so, was that price cheaper than at least and shit?
No, I'm gonna get to that in a second too. How much? So yeah, $115.
Okay.
Yeah, this is that total one.
Okay, that bottle was $79.
Yeah, so I'm getting to that in a second.
Okay, yeah. That's,
yeah.
Oof.
Trust me, I'm going to touch on that.
Oh, okay, thank God. Because, like, I got that first one even on Reserve Bar, and everybody knows Reserve Bar is supposed to be expensive as shit, and it was under $100 still. So, okay.
Trust me, I'm going to touch on that. That's actually be part of this review right here.
Yeah. let me shut the fuck up now, because I'm going to get this. God damn.
So right off the bat, even with all the wooden box mix-up behind, regardless of that, the bottle itself, gorgeous bottle. I love the shape of it, the little etching have right here. I know it's supposed to be like a chess piece or something. Gorgeous. Nice little Shea BSOP label right there. Silver band. The cork has a real nice heft to it, too. I love this cork. And I believe, it's actual real cork, but that's like, no, I didn't get that box. No, certainly did not. Nothing like that, nope. Man, ain't that some shit? That's a nice fucking box. Nah.
And this was my recent one. Oh, no. This is the 2021 one I got.
2021? Okay.
Yeah, this one's 2021. Because the only reason why I know the years on them is, too, is because in the box it tells you the years for each one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, nope.
Okay. Well, never mind. Nope. Let me put that away. Okay.
Yeah. All that aside, it is a very nice box. Love the color on it too. Nice, very amber, almost reddish highlights. Mm-hmm. Nice little gold tinges. Beautiful pour, actually, and all things considered. Mm-hmm. Beautiful in the glass as well. Going in for the nose. I get a lot of like a burnt sugar kind of thing going on. Burnt sugar. Bacon spices. Maybe like a brown butter kind of thing going on. This smells really good. It's actually very fitting for the fall. I was about to enter the winter season. So this aroma is great. I love this aroma. I got to smell that all day. That's fucking nice. All
right, fuck you.
Kind of got some woody toes in there too.
This bottle's $84 fucking dollars.
Mm. Yeah, you know, take everything away. Take away the tie-ins to the celebrity that is Shanna Sharp. Take away the presentation. Take away the fact, the price for now. Take away all of that. Just this on its own as an experience. I'm really enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. I think this is really tasty. This is giving me, it follows the nose actually, almost beef beat in my opinion. I'm getting kind of those like burnt caramel, brown butter kind of notes, cinnamon four a little bit, kind of candied apple, almost a caramel apple. Mm. Bit of almost leather kind of on the back end too, mm-hmm. little tobacco. It's actually really complex. It's a really good drink. Now, all that aside, bring all this other shit in here.
fuck you, Total Wine. I
have an issue with that because this does taste like a great $80 pour.
Pissed me off about that. Okay, so
yeah,
I think I said that in my review. I said this bottle is not worth any more than the complex to me. Someone who drink is very light. It's not a like, oh shit, you got to rush out and get this kind of complex.
Yeah, it's not punchy. It is complex. It's not like in your face, but it is complex. So I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like this store is in fucking Burbank. And like, I mean, what the fuck, Total Wine? Like, okay, I've been talking shit about Total Wine all year, a little bit, whatever, how they just, I just don't go there no more as much, whatever, because they get so much bullshit when they know that they get so much. The thing about spirits, especially with bourbon or whatever, the more bullshit you buy, the better bottles you can get. So the fact that they only do these, you know, twice a year releases for their Buffalo Trace, whatever, and stuff bottles, when they get so much bullshit that they can easily sell those on a, I wouldn't say regular basis, let's just say seasonal base, if you will, whatever. Shit, maybe even regular base because they got so many goddamn locations now, whatever. So the fact that they sold that for, you said one, what was it, 119?
I got it for 115 plus tax.
Okay. They can suck my dick is what they can do.
Yeah, I had to buy it in a pinch. So I was like, fuck it. Let me just grab this because this is one I wanted and I couldn't. And I was like kind of in a rush too. So I was like, oh, fuck it. I didn't feel like searching around, whatever.
Even if you go to their website, it's cheaper than Total Wine. Like, like, what kind of shit is that? It's under $100 on the website. I'd look at the website right now. Like, what the fuck?
See, Total Wine is like fast food, man. It's just so easy.
Yeah.
I just go there right across the fucking street. Looking at it right now.
Cody does have free delivery. So I just want to put that out
there. Put that out there. Yep. Disclaimer.
He makes that motherfucker bring it to him. He's like, come over here.
But yeah, minus all that, man, that's ridiculous. That is my biggest knock on this. Like I said, this the pour itself, tasting wise, I think it's hovering around like around a 3. But given everything else going to the factor, I gotta knock this overall rating down. I'm hovering at a 2.5 right now, just all things considered. Because I think this is a very solid $80 pour.
Yeah.
Max, or bottle rather, max.
What's great about that is, I think that's what I gave it to. I gave it a 3, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever. But I beat you because I had the presentation to go with it and shit.
Yeah. Right. So, there's that. And then you didn't spin.
Yeah.
I spent. So.
I mean, I got 2 bottles, and I probably spent maybe 140 on both.
Ain't that some shit? God damn. No, that's some bullshit. No, God. You put it that way.
So okay. Basically, you spent one, so like an extra $30 from me. I got another bottle.
Man,
ain't that a bitch?
God, man. All right.
Okay. I agree with everything what Cody said on the taste. It's just, I think for Cody right now, whatever, I can speak for myself, obviously, whatever, but let me just brainstorm for Cody as well. We've been saying this all fucking year. $100 is steep now on liquor. That is steep. Did you hear all those bottles I just named for like $30 I can go get now or whatever? Which were, I don't want to say they all are like fucking last drops or whatever. Besides that G, that's a high last drop right there or whatever. That San Matias, I'm 3.5 maybe. It's been a minute since I've sipped on it, but I'd say probably 3.5-ish, 3.5 area, whatever. But it's $30 compared to the $100. It's just the effort and spending and the quickness, as Cody said, the fast food. It's funny because I love that analogy of it being fast food, because fast food back in the day, Cody, used to be cheap. We talked about this.
That's true. Back in the day,
you go to McDonald's, dude. They used to have like a dollar menu and shit like that, or whatever.
In and Out.
Yeah,
crazy fucking cheap.
And funny enough, In and Out is still the cheaper of like cheaper than McDonald's and all these other fucking.
Yeah, it's still cheaper. Yeah,
that's wild to me. By the way, McDonald's, you go for, let's just say you and your girl, motherfucker, you spending $35-40 now.
Yeah, easy.
Like, and you looking at that going like, well, damn, we could have just got happy hour at a
at
a bar. We could have got like some $10 burgers or whatever.
Might as well go like Guinea's for that fucking price.
Yeah. I think you would have spent cheaper. Down,
you just get like the home cooked kind of vibe and all that shit.
I think you would have been spent cheaper at Denny's though, because you can get them
$9.99.
They got them $9.99 breakfast
Grand Slams,
and shit like that or whatever. So yeah, you probably would have spent like $25 if you would have tipped them like a little bit over $30 or whatever. So yeah, I mean. So like, so I love that analogy of it being fast food, because I feel that same way, but I didn't think of that analogy for Total Wine. I've rarely shopped there this year. This is why I'm probably about to lose all my fucking points or whatever and shit, but going into next year. But every time I walk in there, man, I just kind of look at some things and just goes like, what happened to this store? And I've heard some people that I know that do distribution for that say that Total Wine is trying to move into more tequila base over whiskey. Which, I won't argue that. Where the fuck are the other, where the good tequilas at then? They barely just got Cascanes. I mean, they never have any of the G4, like, Reposados or shit. It's almost like that's allocated now at this point. When I was just like, why don't I go to a random store, I can find it. Come here, it's, like, kind of rare to find it. I don't remember me and Cody getting them goddamn high proofs from them there.
Nope.
They just got Yayo. That Reposado's never in fucking stock. So when it comes to this good tequila, I guess it's like, you know, not the brands we really drink. I never see Fortaleza in that motherfucker. Never even see a sign that say they had it. So if they're moving into that, I mean, they always got one bottle of Tears that's like overpriced too, by the way. Which I just found another store, which is funny. I think it was Mission Liquor. Me and Cody brushed off Mission Liquor because their bourbon price is just insane. They have a Tears of the Arona for $239 or $235. That's probably the second cheapest I've ever seen that for, where Total Wine has that shit for almost $279 or $289 or whatever. What the fuck is going on here? Total Wine used to be the place to go for these deals.
They really did used to be the place. I don't know what the fuck happened. It's slowly becoming like a, turning like a Bevo-ish type of spot. I never wanted to say this about Total Wine.
I didn't either.
But that's what it's becoming at this point in time. So shit. I'm about to just look at this shit.
This shit's 280.
Fuck you. 270.
Come on, bro.
Come on, man.
I'm a Mission Liquor. The Mission.
Dude, 220, 230 is the perfect price point for Tears and Arona. Nothing more.
Oh, 280, man. God, and that's with tax, dude? That's $300.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Nah, that's not it.
All right, this store, we had an app for this. Me and Cody deleted that shit because we was like, their bourbon price is insane. How much they got Tears for?
Yeah, that's better.
So it's not, I think I got mine for $229, so $10 more. That's the second best price I've seen for this bottle. If I really wanted that bottle again and I didn't see it for $229, I'd be like, I'm about to go stop for admission real quick, Cody. Shit.
Yeah.
God damn. And Total Wine said 280 to the 240. So $40 less then, Cody.
Yeah. Damn near $300 for Total Wines. Fuck out of here.
I can't believe they charge you $150 for this fucking bottle.
Crazy, man.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Oh, the times have changed now.
Yeah, the times have changed. They really have, man.
With that said, I agree with Cody on the notes of that bottle, though. I think it's one of the better celebrity pours, if you will.
I would go so far as to say, at least in recent memory, I think it might be my favorite in recent memory. I mean, since like Celebrity Month, so.
Yeah, that month was terrible. That's why.
Yeah. So I'll say, yeah, recent memory.
You like the Bruno Mars, I think you gave it.
Yeah, it was all right.
You gave it a 2, did you?
Yeah, 2, 2 point, something like that.
Yeah, 2 or 2.5, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'm no rum connoisseur or whatever, but I'm with Cody. I like the Bruno Mars rum too as well. So I thought it was, especially for the price, it's only like $19 or some shit.
Oh, that's cheap as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 30 cheap as shit. So it's like, oh man, especially, and I made cocktails with that thing. It goes great or whatever.
That was a great cocktail mixer. Hell yeah.
Great, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And the bottle's
nice.
Beautiful. I think the most expensive besides the reserve one, which is like $200, I think the most expensive is like $35. So, I mean, you can't beat that Bruno Mars.
Yeah, no, that's great value. I'll say that's great value.
Very great value.
I would say, I almost want to give this 2 ratings. If you find this an MSRP, fuck yeah. This is an $80 bottle right here. I'll spend any day of the week. This is really good to me. It's giving me basically what I want. I think I have a refined cognac palette at this point. I'm doing this, like, at least cognac side of things, like 3 years now. This is kind of more what I like in my cognacs, that kind of more robust. Almost, it's not really smoky or like campfire or
it's tropical.
Like roasty, but this kind of gives me kind of that vibe. It's really inviting. It's warm. I love all the kind of savory kind of notes in there too. The brown butter, that kind of like burnt cinnamon, brown sugar, all that stuff. Really tasty. You can't eat apples. Really, really good stuff.
I remember it having butterscotch on it on the note too.
I can see that. Yeah, butterscotch. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little toffee note too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really good stuff, man. I'm gonna give this. I've never done this before, at least officially. I'm gonna give this 2 ratings. You find this at MSRP, this is getting a 3 for me. You find this as secondary, I'm gonna drop that to a 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it rounds out about 2.75 then. No,
yeah, if you want to get all technical and shit.
Shit, I think you can find a fitness for it. Just buy it off their website.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you might as well. I think even with the shipping on it, it'll still be somewhat cheaper than a fucking Total Wine price, if you will.
Yeah, Total Wine was damn near $140 for this shit. That's crazy, man.
Hey, because I remember I wanted the bottle when it first came out. I got it off the Reserve Bar. Reserve Bar is a shitty website, people, by the way. But that was the only place that was that thing. Look, especially because like they show you cheap, and then you put your address in the ship, and then that's when that motherfucker just quadruples, and you're just like, what the fuck? But I think it was the only distributor they had for that first release, and it was like, I think with shipping, it came out to like 88, 89 or something like that. Or I might have free ship, because I think it was free shipping after, so that was with taxes then. Because I think if you spend over a certain amount, it's free shipping or whatever and stuff like that. And then even the second bottle, obviously every store sells it now, whatever. I got it for about the same price. It was like $79 or whatever. Like I said, I was going to give that as a gift to someone who was named Shay. Someone beat me to it, giving it. So I just said, fuck it, I'll keep it and give it to something else or whatever. but yeah, solid cognac. Solid as shit or whatever. Like it has those notes that Cody said that rich aroma comes out or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's got that for me, that butterscotch note, a lot of chocolate hints on there as well too, or toffee as well. And I remember that finish having like some kind of peppery finish or something like that on it as well too. So.
Alrighty. Go ahead.
I remember it being forgettable though, the more I dive, because that was like my first into cognac when we first started doing this. And I've been drinking way more cognac now and like on a regular, not just for this show. I remember it being forgettable afterwards. That's why I never went back to it.
I can probably see that. Yeah, you're probably more well attuned to cognacs than I am, I would say.
Started drinking more the rare shit, because then I was like, oh, man. So I just kind of I forgot about it, to be honest. And every time I went back or seen a bottle of it, because my buddy drinks the shit out of it, because he thinks it's like a better, cheaper version of a go-to. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I said, I was like, all right, I don't want that then. want some rich shit that I don't have to pay for.
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, you can get a Hennessy XO 375 milliliter cheaper than that bottle.
So slight correction. I was slightly off on the pricing. I thought it was 115 whatever before tax. That was actually like the total I actually paid. It was like $104.99.
Okay.
Which is still too much for the damn bottle. But just correction, it was $104.99 before tax.
$105 and with tax by $115. All right. Mm-hmm. It comes out total $115. All right. That's still high. Yeah.
That's still $40 more, give or take. Yeah. So
yeah.
I think my rating still stands.
Yeah. I don't think that $10 make a day. Either way, you paid over $100. I thought it was mm-hmm. a fair review too as well. It's not like you talked bad about its tasting ability, especially for VSOP too. It hits all the VSOP notes.
Yeah.
Can't knock it for that, whatever. Wasn't that strong to me too, by the way.
No, it's real it's real easy drinking.
That's why I know motherfuckers don't drink when they go on that goddamn show and be drinking that, talking about, ooh, this shit hit hard. I'm like, man, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's not. It's a very pleasant drink. Don't get me wrong, but it's very, very easy. It's an easy sipper.
It's soft as fuck.
Yeah, it's not much heat. Not like much like barrel character. Yeah. Like, I know it had a little vanilla note in there, kind of, mm-hmm. and some wood notes in there too. I thought it was just like that, the alcohol kind of punch. You don't really get that. Per se,
I know everybody that watched that show have seen every guest that go in there and get a sip of that. They go, damn, that hit. And I'm like, hey, what the fuck you talking about? That shit do not hit like that. Like,
no. try a high proof Blanco.
Yeah, come back to me. Your ass will be on that float in or whatever. You're looking like that old lady that drank that G4 at that event we went to. And went, I notice every time I watch that show and someone takes a sip of that, they make that face like, oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, this will get you fucked up. And I'm looking at them like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's easy as shit to drink on this.
Pretty easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Most cognacs are usually easy to sip on. It ain't hitting you unless you get into the Remy Martin point. Like, Remy will, that'll fuck you up. Probably. That's some strong.
That's, I don't know what the fuck they put in there. That solvent, whatever the fuck.
Ooh, man. Now, that shit, that's like that's high proof cognac. That shit'll fuck you up. That shit burns. Too.
That's a rough pour.
Oh yes, it is. It ain't silky smooth like
that. That's almost like a Bacardi 151 shot.
And I ain't talking about like them high end rim. I'm talking about that low end, the average.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That shit is like
that shit is harsh.
That'll fill your car up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should fill you up too.
Yeah, looking like Cat Williams. He was another one who was sipping this, talking about. I was like, all right, man, come on, I ain't that damn strong. Well, it's all right. So Cody's gonna head back to Total Wine, go get him another bottle before they sell out.
Sure. It's right across the street. Why not?
He's there, Cody. You might as well just go there. There's another rapper that has a cognac out too. It's called Heinz. Oh no, not Heinz. I forgot the name of it, whatever, but it's a nice looking bottle. I think it's like $40 too for their cognac bottle, whatever. I was thinking of getting that, whatever, but I actually do have a celebrities pour for next week. So somewhat celebrity pour. Somewhat. I think he's more of an investor on it. More of an investor, I should say. But anyway, people, got less than a minute here, so I'm just gonna wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week for Mix and Match Week, where we wrap up the drinking here on this year of the show.
Yes, sir.
I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.